to share this with you because there's so much confusion going on, even in the body of Christ, about grace, about faith, about love, about the Holy Spirit, about the blood of Jesus. Can I tell you a secret? All those things, grace, faith, love, the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, the anointing, all those things are a part of one system. You want to know what that system is? The kingdom of God. So to tell people all you need is grace but you don't need faith is error. Or to say all you need is faith and you don't need grace, you're in error. If you say I need grace and love but I don't need faith, or I need faith and love and not the anointing, you can't separate things and expect it to work the way that God intended. It's kind of like I have a hand. I have a thumb. I have fingers. I have my pointer finger. I have that middle finger. I have this, that, and my pinky and all that. If I take my thumb away, it changes how the rest of my hand function. Or if I have my thumb and I don't have my pinky, it changes how the rest of my hand operates. Or if I have my pinky, my thumb, but I don't have my middle finger, it affects how the rest of the hand operates. And it's the same thing when you're talking about the things of God. You can't take away grace and replace it with faith, or you can't take away love and replace it with the anointing, because check this out. Grace makes, faith takes, but love is the fuel that fuels your faith that drives you to obtain the things of grace. You can't have one and not the other. So if somebody only teaches on grace, but they don't teach about faith, they're out of balance. If they talk about faith all the time, but they don't talk about love, they are out of balance. And you can't have faith without the word, and you can't have the word unless somebody's teaching you the word. And none of that matters if you don't believe what the blood of Jesus did for you on the cross. See what I'm saying? Insane to think you can have one without the other.